This year, Burlington joined Winooski and Montpelier in allowing non-U.S. citizens to vote in local elections on town meeting day. And in Brattleboro, 16- and 17-year-olds could vote as well. Despite the local support for these new voting blocks, it turns out that turnout was sparse. Vermont Public's Michaela Lafrac has more.
Burlington's overall turnout was more than 46% this town meeting day. Nearly 15,000 people voted. 62 of them were non-U.S. citizens. They could vote on local ballot measures and races. Mayor Murrow Weinberger sees that level of turnout as a win.
To see that more than 60 people took advantage of this possibility for the first time is an indication that there is a desire for this and a sense that, as we do this more in future local elections, I would hope that number would go up from there.
It took Burlington nearly a decade to change its charter to allow non-citizen voting. Burlingtonians and the state legislature had to approve the plan multiple times and override a gubernatorial veto.
People might be scared.
Burlington resident Hemant Gissing is a former refugee and part of the large Bhutanese Nepali community in Burlington. He was part of the push for all legal resident voting, as it's called there. In the fall, he told Vermont Public that it'll take a prolonged effort to get people in his community to register.
I'm talking from the perspective of somebody who had been suppressed for a long time. There are a lot of barriers, language, cultural barriers, the traumatic experience from the past.
Across the river is Winooski, Vermont's most diverse municipality. This was the third election Winooski's held with all legal resident voting. 61 non-citizens registered, and 11 voted. Montpelier also had its third town meeting day with non-citizen voters. 13 non-citizens voted there. Registered non-citizen voters represent less than half of 1% of all Montpelier registered voters. This is the first year that Brattleboro allowed 16- and 17-year-olds to vote on local issues. 47 registered, and 20 showed up to vote. Here's Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hansis.
I'm quite certain that there are more folks who would have been eligible to vote in those local elections.
She says because these efforts are all relatively new, it's going to take more work to reach out to and register these new potential voters. Whose job is it to do that?
It's everyone's, right? I think it's just going to be a matter of a lot of people doing a little bit of work to try to encourage participation.
Non-citizens and teens won't be able to vote in November for statewide offices or for president. The next chance they have to return to the ballot box will be next spring. For Vermont Public, I'm Michaela Lafrac.